AP News, I'm Faya Kunjwani. Iran's supreme leader rejected U.S. calls for surrender and warned that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to them. In an AP interview, international peace negotiator Nomi Bar-Yakov says key Gulf allies are warning President Trump not to intervene in the war.
There's a lot of pressure coming from Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Oman for him to put pressure on Israel to end the war. And I think that pressure is mounting, and I think he needs those relationships.
AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on unemployment applications last week.
Jobless benefits claims fell last week. It was a slight drop from 250,000 a week earlier to 245,000. While the numbers of Americans applying for unemployment benefits remain at historically low levels, the four-week average of claims is now the highest in nearly 2 years. More evidence the jobs market is slowing after years of strong hiring. The economic outlook remains uncertain amid President Trump's trade wars. The Federal Reserve later today is likely to keep its key interest rate unchanged for the fourth straight time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a speech, the European Union's top diplomat Kaja Kallas says Russia poses a direct threat to the EU.
Russia is violating our airspace, conducting provocative military maneuvers near EU borders, targeting our trains and planes, attacking our pipelines, undersea fiber optic cables, and electricity grids, is assaulting our industry, including companies supporting Ukraine, and is recruiting criminals to carry out sabotage attacks.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports U.S. contracting firms led by former American intelligence and military officers are taking on aid delivery in conflict zones.
This development's roiling the global aid community, which thinks the contractors are operating with little transparency or humanitarian experience. Crucially, the U.S. aid contractors are working with governments that are combatants in the conflict in ways that risk weaponizing aid. In Gaza, an American-led operation is distributing aid under an Israeli plan to replace the UN-led aid system there. In general, the American contractors say they're putting their security, logistics, and intelligence skills to work in relief operations. Fogbo, the US company that carried out last week's airdrops over South Sudan, says it aims to be a humanitarian force. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.